لا فهمتي. الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد، اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Thank you for the knowledge. We can come forward inshallah in the set of five. Yeah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We're resuming after 2 week break. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us ability. And really without his tawfiq, we wouldn't be nothing and nowhere. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to sit here, mashallah. These majalis and these gatherings of sitting for the Quran are the best gatherings in the world. Because we're sitting here to listen and to understand the meanings of the Quran, which is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should say Alhamdulillah, thank Allah for this blessing. It's really from Allah, this ni'mah. And Allah Ta'ala says, "In shakartum lazidannakum." If you thank me, I shall surely increase you. What that increasing is what you need, inshallah. Allah will increase you from your iman, from your taqwa, from your islah, from whatever you need from the world, inshallah. Allah will give you all these things, inshallah ta'ala. So we ask Allah to accept our intention. MashaAllah, this section here, we were speaking about Surah Al-Isra. We're continuing from there. MashaAllah, we got up to, see, we said we were up to number ayah number 13 or 14, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, we're going to continue from there. The last ayah that we spoke about was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on the day of judgment, a person will come out and read their own kitab. Iqra' kitabak, kafa bi nafsika al-yawma 'alayka hasiba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, today you will do the hasib. This is a part of Allah ta'ala's justice, is that His fairness is that Allah ta'ala is obviously a'dalu al-'adilin, ahkamul hakimin. Allah ta'ala is the most just of those who have justice, of course. And His decision is always the most wise. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His fairness, He says, I won't send you anywhere. You read the book and you tell me where you're going to go. So then it's mentioned the different riwayat about the way a kafir will read the book versus a Muslim will read the book. Because you and I, subhanAllah, essentially what you and I are doing in this world, in this dunya, in this short time is, you and I are writing our own kitab on the day of judgment. You and I today, right now, in this moment, alhamdulillah, what we're doing is that we are writing our book. So that on qiyamah, we will read that kitab. This is all you're doing in life. So mashallah, when the person says, I've not written any books, I said, no, you always write one book before you go. That is the book of deeds that you have. The a'mal that we have, this is the book that we're writing. Now it can be a book of good or a book of evil, depends on how the way we live our life. That's all it is. So now subhanAllah, a kafir will read his book. And it's mentioned that while the kafir is reading, the people of the mawqif, the people standing on the day of judgment, are able to see the book as well. So they're able to read along with him. And they can already see the end of the book. This is the traumatic part for this person. Is that this person, the kafir, will read all of his good deeds in the beginning. And once he reads all his good deeds, he thinks he's going to go to Jannah. And the misery and the hasra and the regret that happens to this person is that when he reads the end of the book, he sees all the sayyat, all the evil things. And that person at the end ultimately will go to the fire Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. The flip is the believer. Ajeeb experience for the believer. The mu'min will read the kitab and he'll read the bad parts first. Allah ta'ala will leave all the sayyat on top. The example is like, for example, a river. You know, you get like the scum, the froth part, the part which is like the dirty part, which comes on top of the water. So he reads that part first, right? And then he reads it and he thinks by the end of reading that section, he's going to go to Jahannam. SubhanAllah. The feeling and the remorse and the experience. Allahu Akbar. And then, but the people of the mawqif, the people standing on Qiyamah already know again, they can read the book too. And they're saying, no, this person is a Jannati. You know, SubhanAllah. So he reads that part and then he is feeling so much regret and remorse that Allah Ta'ala says, this is what you did in the world, but I forgive you for all those things. And now continue to read. And then he reads more and he reads this part of Jannah. And subhanAllah, he reads his hasanat and all the good things he's done, mashallah. Then he goes to Jannah because of it afterwards. This is what we want, inshallah, from our life. In the short life that we have, Allah Ta'ala says, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Evaluate yourself. So before you get there, evaluate yourself here. Don't wait till Qiyamah to do evaluation. Don't wait till Qiyamah to start to do this auditing of yourself. Audit yourself, do muhasabah of yourself every day. Ya Allah, what ibadah did I do? What hasanat did I do? What good things did I do? Ya Allah, what ghibah did I do today? What haram did I do? What wrong did I do? So every night, inshallah, thank Allah for the hasanat And every night, inshallah, make tawbah from the sayyiats. And inshallah, you will live a successful life. This is what Allah is telling us to do, right? Iqra kitabak, kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. Now, Allah tells us something very profound. We talked about Surah Al-Isra before. As a very deep connection to the Yahud. One of the big things about the Yahud is that they continuously and constantly, and I won't do this for every ayah, because we could literally, every ayah of Surah Al-Isra has a connection to some batil aqidah or some wrong action of the Yahud, right? And so one of the things that the Yahud are very well, they know this very well, or they think about this all the time, is that we are being punished for the crimes of our forefathers. We're being punished for the sins of the people before us. So Allah Ta'ala says, manihtada, whoever is guided, fa innama yahtadi li nafsi. Whoever is guided, he's only guided for himself. This is an ayah we need to internalize. And especially us coming from the Desi community. I tell you, subhanAllah, majority of our day, aktharul waqt, is on what will people say about me? Logon kaha kenge, right? What will people say? Manush ki bolbin, right? What will they say? Allah Ta'ala says, manihtada, fa innama yahtadi li nafsihi. Whoever is guided, you guided for yourself. On Qiyamah, this is the thing, right? Yawma yafirul mar'u min akhi wa ummi wa abi. The day when a person will flee from his brother, his mother and his father, his wife and his children. Li kulli mri'in, on that day, there's no more dad, I need this, I need this, I need this. What, you know, husband, I need this, I need this. Mom, dad, I need these things. None of that on Qiyamah. On Qiyamah, everyone is busy. Everyone is busy. They have no time for you. So I want to remind myself or everyone, inshallah ta'ala, you and I will stand on myself on the Day of Judgment. I'm not going to rely on you, you're not going to rely on me. If Allah Ta'ala allows someone to get shafa'ah, intercession, that's from His tawfiq and His fadl. But you and I in Qiyamah have to make sure that I go to Jannah. Man ihtada, fa innama yahtadi nafsi. Wa man dhalla, fa innama yadhillu alayha. Whoever misguides, he's misguiding himself. That Allah Ta'ala says the captured point, right? The most important point to capture from this ayah. Wa la taziru waziratun wizra ukhra. No one will bear the sins of another, Allah Ta'ala says. No one will bear the sins of the other. This again, refutation of the Yahud. Because their whole thing is, we're being punished because of our forefathers. Allah says, no. Don't misunderstand. You're not being punished because of the Jews of the past. Allah says, you're being punished because you're happy with what they did. You know, subhanAllah, this is the mistake they're making. The mistake is not the fact that your forefathers commit sins and now therefore their guna, we're taking the burden of their guna. There's no burdening of anyone's sins, right? SubhanAllah, this is the thing, right? If my father was someone who was bad, may Allah to protect and forgive, Ya Rab. But if my father, hypothetically speaking, was a bad person, I'm responsible for myself on the day of judgment. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَىٰ, right? How many people, subhanAllah, they have bad generations? MashaAllah, they become the wali of the time. Allah has made many people like that, mashaAllah. It doesn't matter where you come from. Really, in Islam, your nasab doesn't have that much impact on where you'll be on Qiyamah. It really doesn't. Because in reality, if you want to be a great wali of Allah, you can do it yourself. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَىٰ. Allah says, Yahud, brother Jew, brother. Mr. Jacob, right? Whatever. I don't know. They don't know any other Jewish names. Right, so, brother Jacob, listen. It's not because the people before. All I want you to say is, you condemn what they did, that they worship the calf. You know the calf story, the golden calf. They worship that calf, right? The golden idol that they made. You disobeyed Allah. These people did wrong. Admit they did wrong, and accept that they did wrong. This is something they'll never do, because they love their people so much. They love their forefathers so much. That even the haram they love. And even after they did the wrong, they'll say they're still chosen people of God. So what am I supposed to do? You're happy with guna, you're happy with haram, you're happy with the disobedience of Allah. So what can we say, subhanAllah? This is why I tell everyone, look, we come from difficult communities and difficult areas. Very much lived around Hindu communities, etc. We just say, look, whatever I did is wrong. Bas, I'm not with that. That's not me. That's not my qawm. That's not who I am. I'm a Muslim. Alhamdulillah. And I will go with whatever I have, and they will go with whatever they have. Lakum dinukum. For them is your deen, for us is our deen. Bas, right? This is the way we should be. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَىٰ. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا كُنَّا, he really, mashallah, this ayah is a beautiful ayah. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولَ. Allah says, we will never punish. Allah said, I made a rule on me. Allah Rabbul Alameen says, I made a rule on me. We will never punish. حَتَّى until نَبْعَثَ, until we send a messenger. Allah says, it is my honor to you, O Jewish community and Christian community and any other community. Allah says, it is in my honor to you that I won't destroy you. You commit crime after crime after crime. And then until I send the messenger of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to you all. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala says, once He gives you the message, the da'wah of Islam, the deen of Islam, and then afterwards you have to choose, or you don't choose. You accept or you reject. At that moment, now the punishment can come at any time. Okay? And even then, Allah is so kind. I want you to think about Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam comes and he gives da'wah ila Allah. Such strong da'wah he gives. For how long? 950 years of da'wah. Allah didn't destroy them right when Nuh alayhi salam came. Allah gave them 950 years to think about it, reflect, make tadabbur, think and try and then accept or not accept. And thereafter, 950 years later, Allah says, now we destroy. SubhanAllah, I imagine just give, hypothetical scenario, right? I send to you my son. I'm just giving you an example, right? I send to you my son, and SubhanAllah, I tell him to give you a beautiful message. And he comes with gifts and all these mitai and all these sweets and all these nice things he gives you. And he says, I came from my dad to give you this beautiful message. And then what do the people do? They'll take him and then they'll spit on his face. They'll slap him, they'll hit him, they'll injure him. They rip up all the toys, rip up all the gifts. They hurt him and abuse him. SubhanAllah, right? And then the son comes back to me and tells me, Father, this is what happened to me. I will come to your house, I'll shoot you down. SubhanAllah, you don't like you want long ago. You don't have to wait. There's no 911, right? Really, right? Nothing. I'd be so angry. How could you do this to my family? You did it to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, SubhanAllah, they tried to assassinate Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam multiple times. They tried to assassinate Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They tried to kill him, Alayhi Wasallam. They tried to do so many terrible things to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yet Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, from His kindness and fadl and karam, says, give them more time. Who knows who will accept Islam from them? SubhanAllah, could you imagine? Amazing Allah Ta'ala is, right? Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. And still we send a messenger. And thereafter, they can be punished, or thereafter, they can be saved. Allah Ta'ala knows. Allah Ta'ala says, but He gives us a sign, and this is what you need to know for our time. I tell you this because I want to say almost every community from Muslim communities have some type of dhulm that's happening. In India, it's very, very well known. May Allah grant afiyah to them and grant them, Ya Allah, the jaza hasan, and make it easy for them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Same thing with the area of Sudan, right? We know this, mashallah, Somalia, in Philistine. I can mention country after country, and we'll see that there is always something there. But I want you all to note this one ayah in Surah Al-Isra. If anyone asks you, why is it that these people are doing all these haram, right? Now that right now is Bangladeshi politics, man. SubhanAllah, this is a headache and a half, man. SubhanAllah, I don't want to get into this right now. I have to leave early today, so I'm trying to make this short. Or either aradana, when we want an nuhlika qarya, Allah Ta'ala says, when we want to destroy a village, amarna, Allah says, we command mutrafiha. We command the extravagant ones, the luxurious ones, the ones who are jabbar. The ones who are fusaq, Allah says, we command the transgressors, and we command the evil ones from that community. فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا, they do more haram. Okay, let's read that again. Allah says, when we want to destroy a community, we command the leaders and the celebrities and the extravagant ones from the community to do more haram. Right? What happens then? So now these people engage in fisq. These people engage in haram. Thereafter, they have followers. So what do the followers start doing? If they do it, we do it. فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا. So then what happens? The whole community starts doing haram. And now when they commit this much crimes and tyranny and atrocities and all this dhulm, فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلُ. Allah says, then the word has become true upon them. فَدَمَّرْنَاهُمْ تَدْمِيرًا. Allah says, we destroy them entirely. People are asking the same question again and again. What's happening in Israel right now, in the area of Israel right now, in the area of Palestine right now? May Allah grant afiyah, nusra, ya Allah. What's happening there? People are looking at this and saying, why is this? I said, no. Allah Ta'ala has a plan. Those who died from there will become shuhada. And those who are alive, inshallah, will receive great, great rewards from Allah. You have no idea what fadl Allah Ta'ala is going to give them, mashallah, because of their sabr for waiting in that area, defending Masjid Al-Aqsa. When you and I are here in this country, not able to defend, they are there defending, subhanAllah. What a great ni'mah from Allah Ta'ala, really. You and I will be envious. We would say, Ya Allah, I wish I had their position on Qiyamah. Could you imagine what position they have? Thereafter, the fasiqeen, though, the fusaq, the evil people, Allah says, continue to do haram. Come full with sins before me. فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلُ. When that word has been reached, فَدَمَّرْنَاهُمْ تَدْمِيرًا, Allah says, we'll destroy all of them. Allah says, if you don't believe me, وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مِنْ بَعْدِ نُوحٍ. Allah says, how many communities have we destroyed from after Nuh alayhi salam? Allah says, count. Take a count. Think about how many communities were there. Make fikr one moment. Just think about how many people were there. They had lives like us. They lived 30, 40, 50 years. They had children, they had wealth, they had families, they had homes, they had everything, subhanAllah. Ad and Samud, more than you and I can imagine, dunya, they had the dunya. You know, subhanAllah. Have you ever looked at the pyramids? You ever wonder, like, what kind of great monument that is? What is a pyramid? What is it supposed to, what is it in reality? It is the place of the burial of the pharaoh, right? The pharaoh's qabr, right? That is his qabr. SubhanAllah, he has a bigger qabr than all of us will ever have. Our house is not even as big as his qabr. Could you imagine what kind of mausoleum he has, right? This is his qabristan. This is literally a stand that he has, you know? Allahu Akbar. You know, I don't have anything close to that. Do you imagine the power and wealth of these people they used to have? Where are they now? SubhanAllah, Muhammad Ali went for Egypt, right? SubhanAllah, he sent me the body of, they took the picture of Fir'aun. He went there, subhanAllah, and you're not supposed to take pictures inside, but his father was able to sneak in a picture. So he sent me the picture of Fir'aun. I was like thinking to myself, like, did you give me a gift? Or did you give me something? But subhanAllah, what a reminder Allah has left. The zalim of the time, zalimu zamanihi, right? Well, fasiqu zamanihi, the most evil person of his time, right? The Fir'aun, the actual Fir'aun, haqiqatan huwa Fir'aun. You know, he was a Fir'aun, he is a Fir'aun. This person, subhanAllah, look how weak and brittle he became. How lowly he became. Imagine what punishment he's receiving right now in the adab of the barzakh right now. May Allah save us and protect us. But this is a reminder Allah is giving us that look, you don't live here forever. Don't think about this world so much like that. This is a reminder for Surah Al-Isra. It's not Shaquille who's telling you something right here. It's Allah is telling you that look, design and make your life in a way that the hereafter will be successful for you. This is the next ayah, inshallah, we'll finish on this one. It's something to think about. Man kana yuridu al-ajila. Allah says, whoever intends. I'm sorry, wa kafa bihi bi dhunubi ibadi khabira masira. I'll reflect on that next week, inshallah. It's a very important part. I want to think about it deeply, though, before we come together with it. Allah says, "Man man kana yuridu al-ajila." Whoever wants the rush thing, whoever wants the haste thing, you know, expedited. You know, expedited shipping, Amazon Prime shipping, right? Whoever wants the 2-day, ajila, the quick thing. Whoever wants the rush thing, the quick thing. Ajanna, meaning what is the quick thing here? Referring to the dunya, okay? Whoever wants this dunya. Allah says, "Ajjalnahu." We will rush it for him. If he really wants it, we'll give it to him all here. Fiha, in it, manasha, from what we want. Liman nurid, for whoever we want, Allah says. It's an ajeeb thing. Allah says, whoever wants dunya, Allah says, we will give him, not based on what he wants, but what on what we want. Allah says, wo inka irada nahi hai, wo mera, meri irada hai. It's my intention, Allah Ta'ala says. My intention, I will give whatever what I want for this person. Now think about that. SubhanAllah, Allah says, you might think he's earning. Allah says, no. That's from me. And I give him only a certain amount of the dunya. I don't give him all of it. Thumma ja'alnahu jahannam. Allah says, thereafter we give him jahannam. Ajib. SubhanAllah. Allah says that he can enjoy in the dunya. He wants the dunya. That was his whole niyyah to get the dunya. So Allah said, I give him based on whatever I want. And thereafter we make for him, yaslaha madmuma madhura. We will give him jahannam. He'll be disgraced and he'll be debased. He'll be lowly in jahannam, Allah Ta'ala says. This is the hereafter, right? Allah Ta'ala says, whoever wants the expedited thing, the quick thing, you want the dunya, Allah says, I'll give you dunya. If your intention and niyyah is for dunya, Allah says, no problem, I will give you dunya. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ Then Allah says, whoever wants the hereafter? وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا And he does the proper work for the hereafter. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ And he's a believer. Allah says, whoever wants from the hereafter, Allah doesn't say, we give him whatever we want. Allah Ta'ala says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا Allah just says, that person's endeavor and his struggle and his sacrifice is such a praiseworthy sacrifice, Allah just says, appreciated sacrifice. Mashkur means, subhanAllah, something that Allah is grateful to you. He is appreciative of you. He values what you're doing. SubhanAllah, Allah just says, whatever amal you're doing, Allah just says, he loves it. Now, subhanAllah, when you pray salah, when you do siyam, when you do roza, when you do itikaf, you do any ibadah, tell yourself, alhamdulillah, my Allah loves this ibadah right now. And Allah doesn't say, liman nasha'in liman nurid, doesn't say, I give you whatever we want. Allah says, you get something, mashallah, and I'm going to multiply what you wanted. Because you and I will want from the hereafter. Now I tell you, subhanAllah. So a person will think about the hud al-ayn. Inshallah, tabarak. I want to say this because no sisters today. Right? You think about the hud al-ayn, you're thinking, oh, she's going to be this beautiful. Now, will she be as beautiful as you thought? No. Liman nasha'in liman nurid, no. It's not whatever you thought it would be, it's whatever Allah Ta'ala wants it to be. Now, subhanAllah, you think about the gardens and palaces of Jannah, and you tell yourself Jannah is going to be so extraordinary, so beautiful, mashallah. Even the place in the qabr, you think, like, subhanAllah, if he's a mu'min, a Muslim, he'll be such a beautiful place in there. Wallahi, your fikr and my fikr has nothing to the reality of it. That's why Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, when you think of Rumman, when you think about a pomegranate, he says that the pomegranate of Jannah is nothing like what you thought about the pomegranate in this world. He said, the only thing that resembles this world and the hereafter is Asma, it's just the name. When you reach the hereafter, then you say, Ya Allah, wow, that was a river. That was a Jannah. That was a Hurun Ain. That was what those things were. Liman nasha'i liman nurith, thumma ja'alna jahannam islaha, wa man arada al-akhir wa sa'ana sa'yaha, wa mu'min, fa'ulaika kana sa'yu mashkura. Allah says, Kullan numiddu ha'ulai wa ha'ulai min ata'i rabbik. Allah says, we gave these and we gave these. Min ata'i rabbik, from the blessings and the grace of your Lord. Wa ma kana ata'u rabbika mahzura. And the gifts and the bounties of your Lord are not limited, Allah Ta'ala says. Now Allah Ta'ala makes you think about one last thing about this situation. Allah says, Unzur kayfa faddalna ba'du ala ba'd. Allah says, look at how we have given virtue, we have increased some over others. Allah tells us to think about it. Allah says to think about how a person has billions of dollars here. Allah tells you to think about how the lowly people have nothing here. Okay? What is the difference between them? Is it a big difference? Huge difference there is between a person who has a house versus not having a house. Person who has a car versus not having a car. Person who has family versus not having family. Billions of dollars, could you imagine, subhanAllah? You know the zakat for $1 billion? Anyone know the zakat for $1 billion? I just tell you this, subhanAllah, because people think that, oh my God, I'm giving $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000, whatever, right? SubhanAllah, I'm telling you, Allah Akbar, right? The billionaire has to give 2.5% of his wealth, right? Of his excess, right? That's like $10 million. Like, subhanAllah, like that's his zakat. MashaAllah, you could save a whole, mashaAllah, barely mashaAllah, $10 million. SubhanAllah. You know, like you start thinking, what can you do with that much money? Allahu Akbar, right? This man has a lot. Allah Ta'ala says, how you want, Allah Ta'ala says, unzur kayfa faddalna ba'du ala ba'd. Look at how we made some of them greater than others, give them virtue over others. Walal akhiratu akbaru darajat. Allah says, but the hereafter surely has greater statuses than that. So now, subhanAllah, what I want you to think about is people thinking, oh, I just enter Jannah, I'll get like the bare minimum Jannah, the lower level of Jannah. The Rasulullah SAW said that the lowest level of Jannah, the person gets 10 of this world. All right, so it's extraordinary. What could that even mean? 10 of this world, the 10 of this dunya is incredible, subhanAllah. A person's thinking he needs to satisfy themselves on that. Allah Ta'ala says, Walal akhirat akbar darajat. But Allah says, look at the poor person here, and look at the billionaire here, look at the difference in between. Would you want to be the poor person? No one want to be the poor person. You look at the billionaire, would you not want to be the billionaire? Allah said, yes, of course you want to be the billionaire. Allah said the hereafter has even bigger statuses than this. When you look at your Jannah, you look at the Jannatul Firdaws Jannah, you say, Allah, this is literally nothing compared. I can't even compare. There's no word to compare what's between. Allah says, don't satisfy yourself with the low. Think about, inshallah, make hasib of yourself, make muhasabah of yourself, and tell yourself, Ya Allah, how can I get to Jannatul Firdaws Al-A'la? You want to know a very easy trick? Ready for the cheat code? I always give you a cheat code at the end of these, right? Raise your hand, say, Allah, I want Jannatul Firdaws. I don't know any greater cheat code than this one. That you say, Allah, I have no amal that is good enough, but your fadl and your karam is greater than whatever I could do. And you say, Allah, I raise my hand, I want Jannatul Firdaws with Nabi Muhammad SAW. Allah from his fadl and karam will give. Don't doubt Allah Ta'ala. Okay? So I remind is my reminder for myself, for everyone, inshallah. And alhamdulillah, we'll continue from next week, inshallah. May Allah grant us all tawfiq, inshallah. Allow us to live a life that is pleasing for Allah, pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And give us, inshallah, the Jannatul Firdaws with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum.